NDO podcast.
In fact, I got called the digger so much I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought it was my name.
Turn my headphones off.
They are.
That's me.
Little bitch, we some niggas with a pen. 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 Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. I know some niggas, and they got a pen. Bitch, you need a pen, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pen, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pen, you should get them from these niggas. Hey, me, Chris, Ricky, and Benny. Real niggas, we ain't never been friendly. Podcasting, cause this shit crazy. On vacation for to have another baby. Not for real. I can't afford no more infamil. I'm finna get a second of me and cut this shit. Get a snip in the dick. Okay? I heard it cost $5,000.
What?
I can do that no more jits for me. Sipping on apple ton. You fuck niggas lost and we already won. N-W-O-O. We the best podcast show, bro. Big shit like a fro, bro. Cooking niggas like arroz con pollo. All right, it took me a while. I just had to get it out. It took me a while. Bro.
So, yeah, I was shopping in my local Whole Foods market. And a white guy recognized me. And this
tried
shit.
To kill you?
That's the thing about it. He didn't try to kill me. He agreed with everything I be saying.
No.
Of course.
Now, dead ass.
So how'd you feel about that?
I recognize that Yorugus are very insidious. So I recognize that the worst European is the liberal European, right? Because they want to fucking trick you. They want you to believe that they cool.
Great.
Yeah, I was down the aisle. He was like, "Brother Hassan." I started clutching my gun. I was like, "Hold on,
hold on, man."
He's like, "You're gonna try to kill you."
I'm a friend. I'm a friend. Yeah, man. So, yeah,
I know he's not a friend. Because if he was a friend, he wouldn't have said that.
He wouldn't have said that.
He wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
He is who he is.
He know. Africans ain't got no friends.
Africans ain't got no friends.
On that note, let's do the intro.
So am I doing the extra niggas or who doing the niggas? I usually don't say niggas. No niggas.
We just gonna. It's on script now. You really want to? I'm sorry.
I don't say nigga often, but I just want to throw a few niggas out there.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I love you.
I
can freestyle. Hold on, get the beat going.
Let's get.
All right. Once in a lifetime. Come on.
We at least gonna test this shit out.
If it don't work, it don't work. If it do, goddamn it, we keep it. Hold on.
So who gonna freestyle? Me or you?
Nah, me.
Freestyle. Okay. All right.
I'm
shit.
I'm doing the ad-libs, bro. So, let's see what we got.
Oh shit. This is what happens when we get Hassan on for the eighth time, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. We going to put this out. All right. Here we go.
All you other niggas failed. Y'all could have had him on eight times. Y'all could have had the freestyle.
Stop it. We don't edit my dog out.
Man, fuck all the podcasts that be editing my shit, that don't be playing my shit.
Hey.
Have me come there, do whole 2 hours, 3 hours, and then say you can't use no footage.
You gotta find a gangster beat for this one, Ben.
Man, come on.
Listen.
I was just gonna go with the OG.
No, go
with
the OG.
OG. Give me what
OG.
You got. Give me what you got.
OG.
Here we go.
Let's see.
Put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Now you're listening to NDO. Podcast.
See, now you found yourself a nigga. You were looking for a nigga? Nigga here now. See?
Okay. Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, you here with the NWO podcast nigga. Coming to you live and direct. Go ahead and sing to him, Hassan.
Yeah. It's 2 o'clock and I'm yawning. We out here in the morning. I should be home with my girl because I'm horny. Matter of fact, yeah, you know, I'm hungry. NWO, we in this place. I want to get down in this place. Shoot that in her face. And then ask her how it tastes. Hey. Black power every hour. I say it loud because you know I'm not a coward. Hey. Yeah, I'm fresh like I'm out of the shower. Every hour. I don't like to say the N-word, but it's niggas. And we trying to get these figures. Hey. Trying to make my paper get bigger. Hey. And blow it like Jigga. Hey. Nigga, 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 nigga.
I swear, yeah. Menula.
Nigga, nigga, nigga.
I swear, yeah.
We some niggas.
Menula.
With the pants. Nigga with the pants. Nigga with the pants.
Nigga, 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 nigga,
nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga. Yo, hey. Yo, start the beat. Start the beat. Start the beat. We got to give Hassan his flowers, bro. This is the first person in the history of NWO, aside from Plus, to spit a fucking...
Who had the gall.
Come on.
Gall. Go Nats.
Well done, bro.
I appreciate it.
Well done, African brother.
Testicular fortitude to freestyle on the intro.
Yeah, man. That's awesome,
really
bro.
Talk that shit.
That's awesome. I'm going to start this off by asking you niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, great job, Hassan. Thank
appreciate
you so very
it.
Much.
Appreciate it.
This is his eighth or ninth time being here. That's a record. That's an NWO record. And that's a Hassan record, by the way.
Yes,
it is.
For those of you who have been following Hassan for years, that is a Hassan record. And for the Navy, that is an NWO record, right? Hey,
listen, we talk about the whole MJ and LeBron debate, but LeBron got some records that might not be touched. You got a record that might not be touched.
Yeah, man.
With the NWO podcast.
And I'm glad that we hold that record for you, that we're the ones that, you know, no matter what, you got a home. This
realest,
is your home, bro.
Realest podcast out here, NWO, man. Ain't nobody fucking with it, man. I've done podcasts before where they cut the podcast. They don't play the whole thing. They don't even air it sometimes because they feel like my content or what I'm speaking is too harsh.
Scary
and
cats.
So this podcast right here has never cut, has never not played it, and I fuck with y'all 10 toes down, man. Anytime y'all throw the hat in the air, I'm coming, man. I'm coming, man. Straight up.
And we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
But I do want to ask you all an individual question. First of all, I want to let you guys know, shout out to my brother Plus. He's not here tonight, but shout out to my brother Plus.
Shout out to gang, man.
Gang, 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 Plus.
Hey,
we got...
bro, get well soon. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I don't know. I'm not familiar. I eat right.
Stop eating chicken, bro. We got my brother Benicy in the building.
Yo.
We got my brother, the vegan trap lord, in the building.
Gang.
We got Ricky the Prince in the building. Hello, how you doing? And we got none.
Jariki.
Wagwan.
Hey. Hey.
To be Asians and to be
Americans. This is the episode. Right?
Can I introduce Hassan first?
Yes, but we're going
to
listen. This episode.
Yes, sir.
Is the episode that we got to. My nigga, you're a king. You're not a prince no more.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We all kings. Yes, yes, yes. I'm a king.
Facts.
King,
I think
kings.
I'm voting. And I'm not telling everybody they got to vote now, but I'm just casting my vote now. We got to start calling him Jariki.
Jariki.
Jariki, man.
Blood, 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 blood.
We all kings, man. We all kings. We all kings raising kings and queens. You know what I'm saying? But without further ado, I want to introduce to you guys, man. We have this brother, man, no other than Brother Hassan, who wants to grace us with his presence again. Let's give him a round of applause, man. Brother Hassan, man.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Thank you for coming, brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Appreciate y'all for having the platform to have me come on.
Oh, absolutely, my brother.
Can I get a cup of drink, a little liquor right quick?
Oh!
Just a smidget. Just a little salt.
Listen,
salt.
Man, this is the first of many.
Salt.
Chris, do him the honors, you know what I'm saying? And while we do him the honors,
smidget.
I want to start off with, I'm going to start with you first. I'll start with Brother Hassan, and I'll ask you, man. Yeah. How was your week, man? How's your week been, man?
My week has been eventful, you know, doing regular things, being African, trying to educate the folk, you know, get us all on code, you know, have us understand that we at war so we can act like we at war. We the only people on the planet who at war but act like we on the playground. So, you know, just, you know, trying to educate, elevate, and all that good stuff. Appreciate you, black man.
Sound like you've had a busy week. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. You've had a...
You had a busy week. And matter of fact, like, yeah, this is going to be the first time. He's been on here eight.
Nah, I'm going to go with the tequila right quick. You know what I'm saying?
We have options for the brothers. Options for the king.
Appreciate it.
And just so y'all know, Asan's been on here plenty of times. And I mean,
appreciate it.
Man, this is awesome, man. This is awesome. This is awesome.
This deserves a toast.
Let's toast, man. Like, toast, you know what I'm saying? Right. Black kings. Peace. Africans.
Yes. Black family. And I accept this in the name of my ancestors. Libations. You know, it's something that we do. Libations.
And good vibrations.
Ashe. Ashe.
I just like what happens to me when I don't put on lotion. I shave. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Man, put on lotion. No, man. I shave, man. I'm trying to tell you, see? Now it's listening, right? You was embarrassed going out with me in public. But now I've told you I shave. Now, brother Saul said, now you like, yeah, no. Kill that crack inside of you, nigga.
Kill that cracker.
You know what I'm saying? I used to go outside with this nigga. He made me feel bad. I told the nigga, Ashe. You know what I'm saying? Brother Saul said, Ashe. And that's now I was listening. Come on, man. Show me some grace, brother. But I want to say, feels good to be amongst my brothers. And Brother Saul said something a couple minutes ago. He said he threw the hat.
Yeah.
He threw the hat. That has a new meaning now in the black community, bro.
That's crazy.
Montgomery, Alabama, man. Can we give a round of applause for Montgomery, Alabama, man? For staying on, like Brother Saul, he said staying on code.
For the brothers and the sisters.
And the sisters, man.
Who is putting in that work down there in Montgomery, Alabama. You know what's so crazy about that, though?
Yeah.
2 hours before that fight broke out, right, some African women was doing a ceremony at that same river. The name of the boat is called the Harriet Tubman. That riverway is where they used to drop slaves off to go into the city.
All right, let's see.
Crazy.
You know what's crazy?
Nothing happened by accident.
Everybody's saying crazy, right? Because as you're listening to podcasts right now and you're watching content right now, everybody's just giving you the comedic relief of what happened.
Right.
When I watched the brother swim, I got goosebumps. The first time I watched it, I'm like, it's a 16-year-old kid that just went, it's like a call to action.
Right.
There was no hesitation. And he meant business. That's not something that you're taught. That was an innate something inside of him. And that's what I was talking about on one episode. I'm talking about with Malia. Like, that's something like, that's not something I taught Malia. Like, that's not something you teach them. Like,
that's a young man that has grown up seeing his people murdered on the news.
Facts.
And he said, enough is fucking enough.
Yeah.
Like, my coworker, that brother don't deserve that. I'm going to go hell. And nothing's happening. Yep. He swam, and they call him Aquaman and all these other things. It's funny, it's cool, whatever, but like, let's dissect this a little bit. That's a 16-year-old child, right? He jumped in the water, and he swam over there. He didn't just swim over there. He went over there, and he took care of business.
All right.
Fully clothed, too.
He took care of business. Like, fuck this job.
We're all parents. Imagine that's your son. Man, like, where's his dad at in this situation?
Happy somewhere.
Probably somewhere happy.
Somewhere happy.
Somewhere
proud. Happy as fuck. Yeah. That's the proudest dad in America right now.
Yeah. Bro, you getting a new car. I'm getting you a key to your door.
I'm not doing none of that.
You can have a key to your door in the house.
I'm saying everything I prepared you, everything I was telling you, everything I did, this is what I was preparing you for.
Right.
And you did exactly what I thought you was going to do in this moment because of what I prepared you, what the fuck you supposed to go do.
Yeah. Right.
That's like, you saw me in that situation. That kid saw his dad. That's all that kid saw.
Personally, I gotta reward you for it. Like, you saw, you
bro,
saw,
that deserved kid. Those listen, bumps. We saw a hat toss. Fuck the hat toss. That kid saw daddy is in trouble.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go save daddy.
He saw his dad. He saw his grandpa. He saw his uncle. He saw his cousin. He saw his brother.
But that shit
is profound.
But that's why I always say to people, talk to your kids because the kids are the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The kids tell you in their actions and their words are the truth. Like, he saw his truth. In that moment, There was no thoughts that went to. That man was getting beat for a couple minutes. Nobody helped him. A black man went to go intervene, and he went like
he
this.
He was trying to pull everybody off.
Yeah.
The kid jumped in the water across the way and said, man, fuck, my dad is in trouble. He jumped in the water, and he went in, body slamming motherfuckers, bro. Hey, like,
yeah. I don't fuck with that nigga.
He set the precedent.
He set the precedent.
A nigga whose name I would not mention on this podcast, right, brought it to my attention.
What's up?
The young man was swimming with his goddamn shoes on.
But you
ever swam with your shoes on?
I never swam in my life. It's pretty tough. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never swam in my life.
Nigga, okay. It's swimming with your fucking shoes on. Nigga, imagine you swimming or trying. Imagine you trying to swim for the first time and somebody pulling your foot.
And then to do that and then pull yourself the fuck
out the water.
Yeah.
And then proceed to
fully clothed, nigga.
Slam people. Fully clothed.
Yeah.
Like, there's a different sense of
it's motherfuckers right. It's grown men right now can't pull themselves out of pool. They gotta take the steps.
Like fuck the idea that they were in a river with alligators, right? Yep. And snakes.
He wasn't even thinking about that twice.
No, like.
But this is what happened when you polarize the era of Eric Garner's and the guy getting choked in New York City. When you polarize that in the minds of black people, then it's like, nah, you actually, white supremacy is making us get more on code because it's being, like, blatant. See, they can be.
It's drawing the line.
Right. It's drawing the line. Like, either you on this side or you on that side.
Fuck that.
And that's what they're causing to be. So that's why white supremacy, they always wanted to be not overt with it, but covert with it. Right? Like, there's always two white supremacists. It's the overt and it's the covert. But it's becoming so overt that you're making black people get on code. The ones who don't want to be on code, you still got to be on code.
I never forget my older sister. She said to me, she's like, why are you getting mad that she's questioning this? You should, like, tap into that. Like, that's the Haitian aspect of it. You shouldn't be questioning me. No,
right.
But why is that spirit of rebellion exist? Why does it exist? You got it. You had it. So why is it there? That kid, like, he's at work. He's probably there 4 hours a day. He's 16 years old. Because it's on paper. He's 16 years old. His first instinct was to jump in the water, go help him. I don't care what's going on. I don't care about my job. I don't care about my uniform. I don't care about my shoes. I don't care about everything you guys just listen. He don't give a fuck about none of that. It doesn't matter at this point.
Right.
There's six guys, white guys, on this black man. That's all I see. Meanwhile, big ass... 6'8", 300-pound, grown-ass black man. The Chris, the Ben, the Ricky, and the Hassans ain't doing shit. Zions, your children are calling into action.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same shit you tell them to be about, you ain't about it. You just talking bullshit.
Yeah, I would have shot that cracker. I would have shot him.
I don't want to step on my point because I want to avoid questions of the DMs I'm about to get.
Right.
What I'm saying is, you would have shot him. Right, you know something. When I say our names, I'm not saying us specifically.
Nah,
I'm saying
like
the black,
right.
You know, like we're saying these cool token black things to say to them, but no, they hanging on to that shit. They're seeing Eric Garner's. They're seeing these.
It was mad black people around when Eric Garner got.
And they
choked
are
out.
My kids.
It was
10,
mad black people
and
around.
She's sick of it
when they had their knee on doll neck. It
no,
was
your
mad
daughter is
black
7.
People around
yeah.
in all
she's
of them.
She's sick
moments.
Of that. Yo, when they see it, it's up and it's stuck. No, daddy, I ain't with that.
They done hearing right. them people cry in the background of the video.
Because when you go on your podcast, you talk, you talking for all the black people. When you go on your platform and you speak your truth, you talking for all black people. When you talking about what you talk, it's for all black people. So when they see it, it's not, it ain't just for daddy. Like, that's a black man. Mm-hmm. It's up and it's stuck. I'm with it. This is what my dad was talking about. This is what my grandma was talking about. It's up and it's stuck, bro.
When we watched Eric Garner get choked out, this is what got my dad out of his chair saying, man, if I was right there, I would have did this and motherfucker.
Remember we were talking about the fallout from war and what would it do years later in the spill out? Here's the negative results of your white supremacy.
Facts.
Here's what that creates.
I was about to say, negative for who?
We could have our generation call him Aquaman. But them young jokers that y'all think not really paying
we'll
attention.
We call him Chopper Man.
Okay,
man.
That's Malcolm X.
Yeah,
that's their Malcolm X.
Here's another thing that we forgot about. I honestly feel like that young man's decision to exercise his call to action from what he saw
happened it to another black person right in his face, that caused even the elders to get in.
Oh yeah, because they're like, damn. And that's something
that, like, real elders.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's something grandma, that as black people, put it on, that's a part of our culture. When younger people are supposed to be the driving force.
Facts.
The energy.
The age brings the wisdom.
Mm-hmm. You're the spark plug. You're a spark plug.
Yeah.
You're
spark so plug. When they see this kid jump in the water and swim across the water, that's supposed to ignite everybody in the host, anybody within in an eye's distance. That's supposed to ignite everybody.
All that kid was a spark plug, right?
Yeah.
He was a spark plug. It didn't work. The older gentleman that tried to intervene was the jump. The jump ain't take. Spark plug still trying to get it. Spark plug finally make it. You get a little kick. Now, here we go. You got enough to where, hey, man, if I get three more, if I get four more, three going to turn to six real quick.
That boy's came.
Six turns to eight real quick, because now you're talking about the kid. The guy, okay, so they got the guy through the hat, and they got the kid. You got the gentleman here. The gentleman here got two people with him. The kid got four people over there. If I could just make it over there. The older dude got two people over there, but I saw that. I got over here. If I could just get over here. And then all this is happening. And the gentleman who originally threw his hat, who got attacked, now he's out of the shackles. He's unleashing. It's just a ripple effect, but it just takes that spark plug.
Yeah.
It just takes that one person to swim and it connect these dots, bro. Imagine, you know what I'm saying?
Imagine the worst it is. Go ahead, Ben.
No, I was just going to say, like, the last piece to it that made me feel a little bit happy at seeing it is the fact that I could hear black women in the back cheering it on.
Thank you.
But
like, that's the difference.
They were in full support.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't.
Too.
It wasn't no. Why y'all doing that? Why y'all?
It was too much.
Go get that. Go handle that.
Go save. Yeah. Go save him.
Yeah.
Go help him.
But that's the thing. It's like, bro, that is the literal difference between a situation when we watch Eric Garner, when we watch all these guys that get killed on national television for us to see. They're in a very, very similar situation.
Oh.
Imagine if none of those people come to the rescue, they kneel on this guy and he die. Imagine the conversation then. It's gonna be another conversation. That Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
About injustice.
Yeah, nah, that shut that down.
Slaps on the wrist.
That shut
we
that
done
down.
With that, bro. We it's over with.
Yeah. We know Black Lives Matter. Now if y'all
mind
got
you, that's a super racist. That's a super racist town and city and like Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga tried it in a small town.
Yeah. There's so
got his ass dealt
this,
with.
There's so many levels to this, dog.
Yeah.
Even the people that wasn't there. They decided, okay, I'm not from Montgomery, Alabama. I'm not from a neighboring city or anything like that. We're going to go to one of the people who was involved in the fight, the white people. We're going to go to his business and give his ass one-star reviews, terrible reviews on his business.
Fuck him up.
Because he owned
get him where it hurts.
I think he owned a restaurant or some type of business.
Not too far.
On the dock.
Not too far.
Inside of the,
get him where it hurts.
We're going to hurt his dollars, too.
But that's what I was trying to say. Like, when we talking about the residual effect of white supremacy, you have to understand everything you do is human nature.
Right.
There's a cause and there's an effect.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you can hurt us up here, but there's an effect of what you're doing. It trickled down. It's a trickle down effect.
Yeah.
So now we're presented with the information and the word. The Hillman College kids, bro, like, come on, man. Stop playing with it. So, like, the kids that went to Hillman.
I'm over 30. I'm good.
The kids that went to Hillman, right?
Yeah.
The whatever that may be, whether that's Bethune and FAMU and Spelman. The kids that went there, right? The people that went there, now they have, Ashtay. Now they have children, bro.
You're a sick man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you're equipped with certain things, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, mm-hmm. like I went through this, I went through that. So it's like, the results of what you did to prevent us from learning certain things and getting further, there is a back door for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is still that rebellion in there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
with inside of us. Like, I'll never forget when I go to the Miami Hurricanes game and I do what I do. crackers all the time. People would just be like, yo, what the hell is that inside? Like, how do you do that? And like, it's like, you're Michael Irvin. I'm like, there's a reason why. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't just watch my memory, I'm just like this because of it. Like, nigga, I'm angry for real. Like, I'm mad for real. Like, when you see a Devin Hester and Deion Sanders and Emmitt Smith, like, them boys ain't just running like that because they want to go. Like, there is something inside of you that you guys will never understand.
Hold on, Rick. You cooking. I want to stop you for a second. But I want to say this. There's nothing wrong with being angry. A lot of times people tell me, oh, why are you so angry? Or what? The fuck? I got a lot to be angry about. What the fuck you mean? I've been trapped into a system.
You don't make sense of it. Hurt.
You know what I'm saying? It's why we've been given this toxic fucking feel good idea. Like, if you're angry, something is wrong with you. Bitch, it's shit out here happening in this world.
To me and mine.
In my, you know what I'm saying? So there's nothing wrong with being angry. My thing is, make sure we channel our anger.
And channeling anger, correct. Yeah, exactly.
We have to put it in the right direction. I'm not against gun violence. I'm saying control your gun violence. Yeah. Put it in the right direction. You feel what I'm saying? Control your gun.
Have you ever heard that? Did you hear that, Sama? It's going around. It's a woman in the 70s.
Episode title, Control Your Gun Violence.
Where she's saying, like, it's a woman. She's talking to somebody. She's talking about her black man. She's like, yeah, you go down to that crack at the job, you happy with him.
Yes.
Like,
yes. She a poet. She's a poet. Poet.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but when you come home to me, like, fake it with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of understand what you're saying, but it's like, I feel like.
Let's be real, ladies. You don't want that.
Like, is that's not fair to her. You know what I'm saying? For her to
that's nasty work. You come in the house, you start faking feelings. That's nasty.
You want us to fake it like we fake it to the crack on the job? It's like, but then again,
when do I get a chance to be me?
But what she was saying is that you come home and bring all of that realness, that anger to me.
Me.
Mm-mm. You get what I'm saying?
Nah, you see, that's why as a man, you got to practice healthy ways to release that type of energy. There, bro, if you ever play 2K, that shit will piss you off to a point where when you turn that shit off, you so happy to turn it off, you don't give a fuck no more.
And that's
about nothing.
And see, when you as podcasters, as podcasters, when we do stuff like that, that's not fair. That is an unfair
let's be real,
thing
Chris.
To say. Who, like, not everybody plays 2K. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling the people who don't, they should try it.
And also,
nah, man, that's not fair, bro.
Let's be real, Chris.
I ain't tell you what sound advice.
Black
I'm
mental health.
You what I think is good advice.
Black mental health is just getting like to a level of communication. You get what I'm saying? Before, like, think about this shit, right? I used to talk to a girl that worked at the VA, right? And she would talk to me about post-traumatic stress disorder. She would have these conversations about how she seen men go to the military and come back to the VA and they would be fighting for their benefits. And she would talk about the issues that they have mentally, right? And one day I sat down with her and I said, that shit sound like me. She said, what? I said, that shit sound like me. Everything you saying. Can't sleep, toss and turn, paranoid, cops pull me over, all these things. Like, we've seen men get killed on social media. We've witnessed these things happen in our time. Sure. You don't think we got some post-traumatic disorder?
All of us do got PTSD.
Is that not the reason why white supremacy put these things on the TV?
Of course. What I'm saying,
it's a form of trying to break us.
Facts.
Yeah, but he's speaking to your point.
Saying like mental health is just becoming a thing in our community.
Literally.
Like
yesterday.
I'm sure one or two of us around here can name at least somebody we know that died violently by gunshots.
Facts.
That's traumatic, man.
Yeah.
But
that's traumatic as fuck.
But just think about it. But just think about this. Like even us, like, we're not, on paper, we're second generation, but we're really first generation because our people didn't have nothing, no tools, no resources, no help. Like, think about what the fuck they had to do. Like, if we got to deal with what we're dealing with, Think about what the fuck they gotta do. All
right, so you know it's a crazy, unique situation for me.
And I want to say this right quick before we move on, right? Exactly. If we're the men are dealing with the stress of the police, the unemployment, the violence, the idea that one out of three every black man are going to get killed by another black man, we're dealing with that, all those symptoms of white supremacy. And then we have our women dealing with untreated trauma from molestation, sexual perversion happening in our community, right? Where we, every one of us know a woman that got raped or molested or touched on by someone in the community. And we're dealing with these traumas day by day. And the fact that we can continue to get up shows that we are marvelous motherfucking people, dog. Yep. That we can have all this trauma thrown at us every day and we can still thrive shows that we are unbreakable. You know what I'm saying? But to finish off on your topic, like, mental health is just becoming a thing in our community because for so long it was go to church, pray that shit away. And that shit ain't doing nothing because that white crackhead Jesus ain't listening. Mm-hmm. Our parents used to go to church and once they leave church, they mad as fuck. They shut up, sit down, slapping you across the head. I'm like, damn, you was just praising the Lord and everything. Because it's a fake thing. It's not real. I'm not saying that what you believe is not real. I'm saying the idea that you can internalize some shit and take away all your traumas just by saying amen and thank you, Jesus, and I put this on Jesus. That shit ain't gonna work, man. It ain't been working.
You gotta deal with that shit.
You gotta deal with that shit. But go ahead, Brother Chris.
Nah, I ain't saying shit.
I going on
that's
after
the
that.
Fuck I'm talking about. All I got to say to that is that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
But it's like, this is the thing. That's the thought-provoking thoughts that had me and Ben stumped the very first time we had Hassan on here. Like, we were talking, and it's like, we sat out here for hours, and we were just like, holy smokes. We had a two-hour pod with Hassan. The first episode was a two-hour pod with him. But we had a six-hour experience with him the very first time we met him. We talk about pre-show, pod, post-show. And then me and Ben had a two or three-hour episode. It was like 8-9 hours of dealing. It's like, holy smokes. It ain't just like a dude that's coming from nowhere. He comes from where I come from. He looks like me. Speaks like me. Talks like me. My same experiences. He has two children. It's just so much resonance. It's like, Jesus Christ. Even me saying Jesus Christ. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you start to think of just so many things. It's like, then he comes back the second time. He goes back a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time, a sixth time. And then you start having your own conversations with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, just on some random shit. Like, boom, 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 boom.
But what makes it so official is that you start seeing it. It's not just me talking.
You know you're talking.
It's that you start seeing it.
So when he started coming back the third and fourth time, it's not, we stopped asking him questions. We started saying, hey, yo, he's like, matter of fact, it's no longer asking him questions. It's like, yo, we're telling. The awakening starts to happen. You know, you just start, it's.
Yeah.
Like having figures like Brother Hassan and also having a platform such as this one, like.
Beautiful platform.
After we had you on and after a while, you know, having, you know, Chris as a co-host, I started to change stuff about myself, man. I changed my diet. Mm. I changed like the way that I thought about my own individual culture versus, like, you know, things that tie back to African culture. Like, I've gotten a lot closer to, like, more holistic and more, like, natural ways of doing things, like, in terms of diet and in terms of, like, just my own spirituality. Like, it's important to, again, just like on the previous episode that you were on with us, like, remember, place it all back together, dog.
Yeah.
Places back together, man.
Yeah. I'm working on a book, you know, called From Malcolm to Me, right? And basically what the book is talking about is how institutional racism has created men like me and Malcolm. Like, Malcolm was a pimp. Malcolm was a drug dealer, right? And it took for him to get a level of information to say, this shit is a trap. And the white man is the devil. And that system that created Malcolm created me. I grew up in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I went to school with Plus. Plus, to tell you, I was a wild boy. Yep. By the time I was in 10th grade, I was incarcerated, doing 3-4 years, locked up. You know what I'm saying? While everybody was in 10th grade getting ready for prom, I was facing felony charges, 7-time felon in 10th grade.
You mind?
I mean, I ain't going to go deep into that. But it's nothing to do with children.
No, we can't. We always knew that.
You know, got to show respect to, you know, families and stuff like that or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was out there. I was wild. You know what I'm saying? And the same system that created Malcolm created me. And when I realized that, it was like, yeah, now I got to tell people what's going on. I got to tell people what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got, you know, Tory Lanez.
Beautiful segue.
You know?
Perfect. I mean, and that's the thing, right? I think the country is in such a place, or just the world in itself is just such in a place where it's like, you have this great divide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have brothers on the side of, when it comes to the Tory Lanez situation, I don't want to see black brothers, you know, locked up and falsely in prison and falsely accused. And what about our black sisters that don't have this voice, they're not being heard and they're being abused and being attacked and there's no one to their defense? So now you have those two situations at the precipice of the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you stand on one side, you're this. If you stand on the other side, you're that. You know what I'm saying? And it only person who has anything to gain is the white person. The cracker. But
you can't mumble it. The cracker.
The cracker. But at the end of the day, a crime happened, right?
Right. Right.
So it's like, how do you face that? Like, how do you, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is where you, like, if you have that child, right, that is the child that's like rebellious and the child that's, I need to question, like, how do you, this particular situation, this is a tough one, man. This is tough. This Tory
Chris,
one is.
What you guys say about the Tory?
I wanted to divert this to Chris, and I wanted to, you know, everybody chime in. This is not a Brother Hassan question, but it's like all of us. Like, this one is tough, bro. This
what
is
you got
tough.
On it, Chris?
I ain't gonna lie, I was sign languaging with Ben. What's the question?
Tory Lanez.
Can I go first? If y'all don't mind.
Yeah, I
would love for you to go for something.
The Tory Lanez and Megan Stallion thing.
So I was lost.
From what I know, right? This is just the information that I know. I don't know everything. From what I understand, they were at a party, a college dinner party. Already a red flag to me. When we're talking Kardashians and Jenners, always a black flag for black people. It's just never ends well.
Doesn't go right. It's always crack and so this don't
never
mental
ends
health,
well for
it just
us,
don't
dog.
Go right.
Like never
somebody
ends well.
Always dying and it's always
it's bad,
bad
news, right? Yeah. So they left that party, Tory Lanez, Meg Thee Stallion. They're in a car with each other, right? Apparently they were fucking with each other. That happens. She's
they was dating at the time.
Yeah, though. They're dating, whatever. Whatever it might have you. Whatever that looks like to people or sounds like to people. She's an attractive woman. Like, I would beat the brakes off her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a...
Respectfully.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's great looking.
Look her in the eyes.
And Tory Lanez is a young black king. Like, that. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? So, they're dating each other. And then they have a friend with them. I don't know who the... Kelsey, her name is Kelsey, whatever. The kids are going to be in the car. Tensions rise. Maybe there's some jealousy there. There's some drinking involved. You know, we came from the party. You know how things happen. They're both in Hollywood.
There's a lot of drinking involved.
Probably drugs are involved, drinking. Mm-hmm.
Blackout level drinking.
People are intoxicated.
Very intoxicated.
Things are said.
Too intoxicated to be handling firearms, I'll tell you that.
Things are said. Feelings are shared. Now we're getting violent. I don't know what that looks like. However, there's a black woman that is limping. And is apparently shot. I don't know who shot this black woman. I don't know who hurt this black woman. But all I know is a black woman has been hurt. That's all I can see on the video evidence. I don't know who the perpetrator is. Right? Weeks go on. Days go on. Weeks go on. Now we're at the point where there's a video. I mean, not a video, but there is a phone call where Tory Lanez seems to be admitting to some type of fault in her being hurt.
Yeah.
Whether he shot her or not.
AI, Chris. AI.
If you want to die on that hill,
I ain't going to lie. I'm about to scoop my chair with two scoops.
That is on you, bro. I will say this. All I know is there is a video.
That's a hard one.
I would not go there. But there is audio that says that he is apologizing for something. I'm on the side of, if you do the crime, you do the time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who's at fault. I just don't know. If you do the crime, you do the time. She's limping. She's hurt. She clearly got hurt. Somebody assaulted her in some way.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. It's just, this is just one of those situations where it's just like, I don't know. It's tricky. I'm not going to go say AI. I ain't doing that. But it sounds like he was admitting to doing, he had some type of something.
I'm going
to
say,
argue with a nigga that say he did it.
I'm going to say that black women
great answer.
Need and deserve to be protected. Black women, hands down.
Always.
And deserve to be. I have two black daughters.
That's it. That's
but
it.
There's one thing.
That's it.
That I'm teaching my daughters.
That's
you
it.
Are not a man. You are not a man. You cannot compete with a man. You cannot beat a man. Don't argue physically. Don't argue with a man. Especially a man that's 4'11", who's been drinking, we ain't doing that. I'm teaching my daughters better than that. Like, we don't, and I'm not saying that she deserves that. I don't want that to come off as a she deserved that whole thing, but some things can be avoided. When you truly in your essence as a woman, you understand, ain't nothing gonna come out of that from me winning. Big Mama never argued with Big Papa. She'll look and say, okay, all right. And you know what, Big Papa, his man starts spinning. What the hell she gonna do? She ain't gonna cook. She ain't gonna give me no sex. She ain't gonna give me no loving. Nothing. Real women understand, I don't even gotta fight you physically. I don't even have to do all that. My actions gonna show you how I'm gonna deal with you. And not, again, not saying that she deserved that, you know, because black women don't deserve to get shot, you know.
Or but hurt at all.
Understand your position as a woman. A lot of women now have taken on masculine traits, jumping in black men's face and da, 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 da. We ain't doing that because a man still has an ego. A man still has pride. A man still needs to feel whole in himself. And one thing about the society is if your woman doesn't respect you, society don't respect you. You would never see an Asian do that. You'll never see a cracker cave beast do that because they understand if I'm putting you down in front of society, the society feel like they could put you down too. And so our women have to learn to be more feminine in themselves and not dealing that. And niggas got to stop being 4-foot fuckboys that shoot girls. I mean, vice versa.
So what do you say to the people that say that sounds misogynistic?
I mean, we could call it misogynistic. We could call it chauvinistic.
Nah,
we could call it
why.
We could call it whatever we want to call it.
If you got a real reason why someone's saying that, because all I heard just now is black women deserve and need to be protected.
Facts. And so stay within their essence.
If that's misogyny, tell me why.
Not only that.
If that's misogyny, I'm misogynistic.
If that's misogyny, then we have to call the opposite of that to be feminism. That you feel like you're on the same level to argue with a man and fight with a man. Right? I was watching an interesting video the other day from this lawyer, and he was like, you know, the most staunch, stern feminist women, when it's time for them to pay alimony, they'd be like, no, no, no. He's a strong man. He can get a new job. Why do I have to pay him? You feel what I'm saying? So feminism draws its lines where it's like it works sometime and it doesn't work other times.
Because like everything else in life, there are double standards.
Facts.
I just feel like where it looks like where things are going in education and lifestyle is that they're teaching people and young children that anything a man can do, a girl can do. Anything a girl can do, a boy can do.
Yeah, but not in the same capacity, though. Like women are stronger in their lower body. Men are stronger upper body, right?
Right.
You see niggas, they be bulk hulk and they got little legs.
Yeah.
Right?
And women be little big legs. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. So when you go to the police department, they teach women how to fight like men. You can never teach a woman how to fight like a man because she doesn't have the same strength as a man. You get what I'm saying?
She kicked the fuck out of you.
She kicked the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
You have to teach a woman to fight like a woman. To her best defense is to lay on her back and then to kick her assailant away from her. You get what I'm saying? When we look at the idea that women and men are the same, they're not. They have different strengths and different weaknesses. So that's not me being chauvinistic. That's me saying that I recognize that you are strong.
Right.
I know that you have your strengths, but I have my strengths as well.
Right.
That's just the reality.
That's what it is.
So,
right?
Yeah. Because there's two of y'all, I feel like just to make it equal, I'm going to also play devil's advocate.
Talk to me.
Be on his side as well. You know, just to create the discourse and the dialogue. All right, so what would you say to the women that would say, okay, all right, you recognize my strength and everything like that, but I shouldn't have to even be put in those types of scenarios, in those types of situations in order to exercise my own strength against my brother, somebody that looks like me.
Right. That's when a woman understands her femininity. A woman, a real woman, when she sees her man, she put a hand on her shoulder. That sign right there lets the man know to calm down anyway, right? A real woman knows how to get a man to calm down.
Without saying a word.
Without saying a word. When she's in her feminine energy, she knows how to get a man to calm down. But when she's not, she's only going to elevate the situation. She's only going to make it worse.
I don't like that you're saying that only because I've experienced it before. And now I don't have any more argument. Because like I've experienced situations,
yes,
where I've gotten very mad, irate, upset, and just the slightest thing that the sister did for me, just maybe putting a hand on my shoulder or just like just saying two words,
yeah,
or three words, she was able to get me to calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
So like I don't have any rebuttal for that. I don't.
I think anyone can do that though.
Yeah,
but that's not no cracker. Not no cracker woman, but a black woman can do that. Yeah. Can't no cracker woman make me feel comfortable, but a black woman in her feminine energy.
Where a cracker woman can make me calm down. Anything, but they're usually the problem. I've never had a situation where they, you know what I'm saying. But like it's just like yeah, I guess that proves the point. Like what you're saying.
Yeah, she has to be in her feminine energy, and when she knows herself, and when she knows her man, she knows how to deal with certain situations. You know, and again, I'm not justifying Tory Lanez shooting her in the foot or allegedly shooting her in the foot, but you know, we have to understand who we are as people, man.
Yeah,
and that can avoid a lot of bullshit, man. So he got 10 years in prison.
That's what it sounds like, and I think the bigger hit with that is just like the fact that he's not only got the 10 years in prison. It's like if you get the 10 years in prison, like he can't perform anymore because he's gonna get deported. So there goes your show money.
Oh, man, I heard some shit about, I don't even want to get into that, because you said deported, and the first thing that came to my mind was, I've seen some people online saying that he wasn't FBA.
I see some people
online, but like, he shot an FBA sister, you know, and this is these tethers, and they come over here, that's the first thing when you said deported, I went back to that memory of hearing that.
If we're going to break it down, he's not.
Yeah, he's not. He's not.
He wouldn't be. I mean, he's what they would call a foreigner.
Nah, yeah. But you see, all right, here's my issue with the whole, and this is why I love this movie, man. Like, a part of us coming here, right?
What movie is you referring to?
I'm not going to tell you because you got to go watch it yourself. A part of like us coming over here, and like Hassan has said in the previous episode,
play goodbye, call Tyrone by song of the week. Love Tyrone.
Like we don't understand the traps that are set for us to fall into, so we don't understand that. We don't understand the mind control music. We don't understand the chemical in the food that keep us a certain type of mood. Like we don't understand the way. The system in our environment is set up to keep us in the same cycle over and over again and to keep the same people reproducing over and over again. We don't understand it. And we come over here, see that as the culture and start taking part in what we think is the culture.
Right.
But that's what makes that type of mentality a part of the problem.
Right. I even seen a post recently. And this is no disrespect to my FBA brothers and sisters. I'm stating what I've seen. I seen a post recently where someone was saying that how this is how hip hop was when we controlled hip hop. But now this is how hip hop is now, where you have the top people being Caribbean and African, right? So they were talking about Cardi B, Drake, like all the top artists right now, Kodak Black. They said like, they are Sukihana, like all these people are Caribbean or African, and look how they distorted the culture of hip hop. Now, this is arguable. We can argue this or not. We can argue this or not, but I seen those.
I need a
comments.
List of FBA rappers, bro.
I mean, I
unless you're gonna tell
a
unless,
long list.
Unless you're gonna say, oh, every nah, cause some of them people come from Jamaica and Caribbean.
No, we're talking about like right now. Like right now, they were saying like how they have distorted and perverted hip hop culture.
From what have those people who come in changed?
You're making his point. You're making his point.
What I'm trying to say is that I need the reason why I need a list, because I'm certain that a lot of those people who came before them that might not have been on that same type of time, they come from descendants of Africans. They come from descendants of people from the Caribbean.
Yeah,
I mean,
but, yeah, but they cutting that off. They're not cutting it off. They're like, yeah, they're cutting it off. They're like, this is where we start our lineage and our
problem. You can't decide where your lineage starts.
Yeah, but they are. But I'm saying, I know, but we're siding with you, but they ain't trying to hear that shit. That's what we're saying. That's why they exist, because they don't want to hear that shit.
Right.
Belcalis, Cardi B, you ain't in the nigga.
Foxy Brown.
Get on the other side.
Get on the other side. It's a lot. Biggie. Get on the other side.
Jay-Z, get on the other side.
But you got to show me, you got to really show me the ones that's like real. Because again,
They got Queen Latifah, Will Smith.
Yeah, they got all those.
They have FBI. I say FBI. FBI.
Might as well. Yeah, might as well. Shit, they got them too.
It's the liquor. It's the liquor. They got FBA rappers who at one point were very uplifting, who, you know, promoted the positive lifestyle in hip hop. Because hip hop was a positive creation. I don't so much agree with the idea that we came in and fucked it up. I don't agree with that. But
we aren't the ones who fucked it up.
Yes, sir.
Again. By saying we fucked it up, you are then in turn letting white supremacy off the hook for actually fucking it up.
Right. Right. Because they only go, you ain't never going to hear Brother Hassan hit the lottery or I got a big $1 million check. Because they know who to give money to. They know who to fucking give money to, man. And it's like they give it to the niggas that ain't going. I love Ross. Ross Bahamian, by the way. He's not FBA. He's Bahamian. Right. You get on the other side, Ross. Boss. You get your ass on the other side.
He gladly supports his Jamaican sensation.
You can get your ass over there.
Get your fat ass on the other side.
But they know who to fucking give the money to, man. They know who to give the bag to. And it's like, I want a bag too, so I can do some positive shit with my fucking money.
All right. Are we getting in the FBA?
But what about Trina? Play that clip, bro. Play that clip.
Trina's Bahamian.
But I want to play the clip. Oh. And that's crazy that she's Bahamian.
Yeah.
She's Bahamian, right?
She's Bahamian, yeah. Trina's Bahamian.
But somebody told me she was Dominican. Someone said that there's
Dominican?
Might be Dominican.
Who knows?
Her weave Dominican.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But let's play. Hold on.
You calm down.
Yeah, you relax. You relax. Play the clip, Ben. This is Trina, by the way. We're gonna play the
one with the watermarks.
Let's play the Trina clip.
The one with the watermarks, cuz.
So the audience can hear. And
get your motherfucking boot on this bitch out here. You dusty ass.
Oh nah, nigga, this the other one. You got the Trina behind him. Where? Show me. I'm looking at a nigga fucking a girl on a boat. This is not the clip.
Oh my
god. This is not the clip.
Just play there.
That's a riverboat in Jamaica, man.
Play the clip.
Lot of mercy.
Just play the audio, man.
Yo, and I heard they shut that down.
Get your motherfucking booty on that bitch out here. You dusty ass cat. Bitch, don't play with me. I want the real motherfucking smell pussy, ho. Fuck you talking about.
Listen. So, let's just... Okay, growing up in the hood, we all ate Chinese food. Black Americans, Haitians, Jamaicans, we all ate Chinese. We all cat eaters, okay? Because what we know now, these Chinese were sneaking cat in damn near everything we was eating.
Right.
So we all equally cat eaters in Trina's defense.
I never understood what that means. Like, what is eating cat? What does that mean? Like, I never, I've been hearing that for 30 years. Hey. I've never understood that meaning.
As a nigga who don't eat meat, right? It's disrespecting you because you eat a lower grade of meat. At the end of the day,
I guess that's what it means.
I think eating meat is on the same platform. You eating chicken, you might as well eat cat, nigga. Relax. Take a deep breath.
I mean,
you ate Chinese food, you ate some cat. I mean, just keeping it buck.
If you eating any of that stuff, you might, it's an animal at the end of the day. You looking at it as a lower grade of meat. to try to disrespect somebody. It's all animals, in my opinion.
Yo, you eating something that gave birth, that poop, that piss, that, like, real deal. Like, you're eating something.
Yeah. If y'all niggas want to have a real conversation, okay, we'll have it off recording. Okay? We'll have a conversation off recording, okay?
About eating cat?
I just want you guys to know that they hate when we say that.
What?
They have it off recording.
Okay, I'll clip it out.
Yeah, clip that out. They hate that.
Shit, run the conversation, man. I ain't scared about that. We might as well just have it.
Because they hate when we say that. Let's have it. We said everything.
Come on, Bennessy. Come on, Bennessy. Don't hold back on the Navy.
No. It's going to be a disappointment. Because I had a conversation with one of my cousins back in Haiti.
Okay.
And it was like a year and some change ago, my nigga. That nigga confirmed to me that they do eat cat, like for real.
Okay.
And they said it was
it's meat.
Yeah.
Yo, I mean, nigga, if every chicken and every fucking cow and every other little motherfucker that you niggas eat, if them shits is gone tomorrow, y'all niggas is eating cat next week with no fucking problem.
Y'all niggas is eating
lemon pepper cat next week with no fucking problem.
He said it.
I'm gonna keep you the buck. An animal is an animal. Meat is meat. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're eating that chicken, whether you're eating that cow. And I've ate chicken and cow and all those things like that. But, I mean, every culture has their delicacy. This is how we get into the idea of white supremacy, right? This is white supremacy working in us. We'll look at someone else who eats something different and say that our way of eating is superior than theirs. When we're eating almost the same damn bullshit.
The same fucking thing.
But that's white supremacy. It has you thinking that the American diet is higher than every other culture. Where, okay, maybe Asians do eat grasshoppers. But the motherfuckers
is eating beaver ass juice.
Yeah. I mean, motherfuckers
telling
eating
chitlins. You about eating cat.
And that's not knocking nobody, nobody. But people eating chicken, chitlins, and pig ass.
Come on, you cannot.
Other thing,
you don't.
So, but the idea is mine is superior than yours. I'm eating pig ass, and you eating cat.
If your culture, or your lifestyle, or your family lineage, whoever, if you consider it a fucking delicacy, man, treat it like one.
Do your shit, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Do your shit.
To your own thing. And do your own thing.
Nah, I ain't agree. I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to look down at you because you eat it. Because when I look down on other cultures for what they eat, like, nah, it's a mindset, man. It's a white supremacist mindset that a lot of us have adopted that makes us feel good to say, you do this and you do that. But we don't have the smoke for the cracker. The cracker eat everything. Man, the cracker ain't got no...
Sharp
the cracker will eat
alligator.
His children. We never look at no the cracker cap. And say, you children eating cracker.
They be eating a lot of children.
And this is real. We all watched the Dahmer shit.
Yep.
We watched it, but we still won't stereotype them as being cannibalistic.
Yeah. But they are.
They are.
How many people that you've seen...
Motherfuckers
gonna
say, you a man eater.
You know what I'm saying? But when it's us, we stereotype you cat eater, you this eater, you chitlin eater, you that eater. Come on, stereotype the cracker. Give him a stereotype.
They don't.
We won't.
Never.
We won't.
What made me sick to death was, like, I'm going to say this. I didn't like how we treated Carly Russell. That's his wish happened. I feel like instead of pounding on her, I feel like we should have.
Like, who's Carly Russell? Who's Carly Russell?
The one that faked her kidnapping.
Oh, man.
I feel like if it was a white woman, everybody would be like, get her mental health. Get her mental health help. But because she's a black woman, everybody wants to give her the worst penalty. If it was a white woman, they would have been like, yo, she needs mental health. She needs help. She needs psychiatric help. No one would have been like, people are calling for her to get fucking like jail time and shit like that, which she probably deserves. But at the same time, like if she was white, whatever, like would people be saying the same shit? No.
I think the reason why our community is upset, and I'm speaking for our community, is because there are black men going missing.
And they going no a lot.
And you play and you playing
you're playing these fucking games.
Right.
And it's only hurting us more than it's hurting them.
Right. So I think that's why. And then she used the white baby. Like, come on, what the fuck? I think that a lot of people upset because
I think that's what she thought she did something right was by using a white baby, not using a black baby.
Yeah, like
because she knew they would be actually do something.
And then it was because she wanted her boyfriend's attention or some shit like that.
She wanted
her
boyfriend's attention.
Come on, like, man. Give him a blowjob. Like, wake him up with some head or some shit.
Threesome.
Come on, something, man. A kidnapping?
Like, come on, man. I'm definitely gonna do that. If you get kidnapped, I don't care. Like, I mean, like, just like, just do something that was
you got kidnapped. What did you expect to happen?
So you
thank God somebody wants you. I don't.
Yeah, you playing on blackness, man. And we don't got time for that. Black women are really going to listen.
I've cheated on you. I've done all these things. You still won't leave. That's what it took. A kidnapping. Please take her.
You ain't never seen the TV show or the movies.
This fucking bitch away from me.
Where the person, the significant other go missing.
Carly.
And they hold a press conference.
No fucking bitch named Carly.
Husband go on the podium.
Right.
And he says,
I hate the name Carly.
I know my wife. Fuck out. Baby, if you out there, we're still looking for you.
They ain't looking for shit.
You to come home safely. Bitch. Yeah. She wanted all that shit that she see on TV. All
right, man. No.
Nah, but at the end of the day, like all she had to do was give him a Jamaican massage. You know what I'm saying? Like, give him a Jamaican massage, or, get him right. You know what I'm saying? Or like,
you know, a Jamaican massage.
Hey, wait, does everybody know what a Jamaican massage is?
We got to find
what a Jamaican massage is before we go into it.
Jamaican massage.
Listen, are we sure we want to play it?
Yes, we are.
Now I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Because this is going on YouTube. It might be a little bit too raunchy.
Man, play that shit. What the fuck gonna happen to us?
Anyway.
The fuck gonna happen to us?
Warning.
The one with the watermarks.
All right, I'm gonna play that one. I'm just warning people first.
Massage.
Warning, what you're about to see are some very graphic images.
Nah, please.
For educational purposes.
That's all. This is educational purposes.
A lot of what you see here is
fair usage. Freedom of Information Act. All the shit the crackers be using when they want to put up,
they could do it. Why can't we?
When I got to watch two men kissing on my television,
big facts.
Type of shit.
Pause, no, goddamn.
Pause it for what? They do that shit. You watch
playing
TV?
The video?
I played it already. It's done. All
right, you get it off screen.
I took it off. It's gone. You want to take charge of it?
I've seen plenty of men come out and say that. All right, these women's and girls' trips to Jamaica are now canceled. So what do y'all niggas think about this entire situation?
Because can I?
For those who are not watching the YouTube and are listening to the podcast, what we just viewed is a woman, a sister, from what it seems based on the video, a sister.
Now?
Doing the river rafting experience.
She was brown. I don't know if she was a sister.
She's brown. She has melanin. She is laid back on the river raft, on the raft. And
you know the raft he talking about.
Yes. The one that all of y'all like to take y'all pictures on.
Mm-hmm. The clay massage raft.
With the clay massage and everything like that. As soon as y'all get to Jamaica, y'all doing y'all girl trip and shit like that. And there is a Jamaican gigolo giving her bareback dapper.
Nah. That was a cocky rub down. bro, from what I heard in the video.
It gets bad because she says, just get a bag. Like,
come on.
Just get a bag. Put a bag on. Like, a bag is supposed to stop an STD.
At least. First of all, she gave the nigga permission to rub his dick on her vagina.
Do we know our herpes is transmitted? Like, do we know that it's skin to skin contact? Do we not know that in this day and age?
Not in the Caribbean, apparently.
Nah, they just pray that shit away.
In the Caribbean.
They pray that shit away, man.
Yo,
yeah.
Ridiculous. That's all I can say.
It's like it's like the Eddie Murphy skit, bro. Like, they go to like Jamaica and it's like, or a Caribbean country, and it's just like the dude thinking like, yo, my girl's going on a girl trip, I could do all this cheating and I'm good whole time.
You know what though,
whole
I'm gonna
time.
Play devil's advocate. We're in an environment right now where women are matching our energy, because I can tell you a lot of niggas running to DR to fuck on something. A lot of niggas be running in Jamaica, and a lot of niggas be running to Taiwan and passport bros.
Right, bro, yeah.
So these women, I say, I want to get my dick appointment. I want to go to another country and have a foreign nigga fuck me too.
Yeah, it's never gonna come back home.
Right.
It's never coming back home.
It's never coming. So they're trying to match our energy, but what they don't realize is that they are internal beings. And when they take in negative spirits, when they take in negative semen, they take in negative things, they are then defiling their body. A man could smash 100 women and still be a dog. But every woman a man sleeps with changes her chemical, physical, metaphysical body about herself. That's why
she could wake up next on Tuesday and be a completely different person that you met.
Yeah, facts.
Some nigga done dicked her the fuck down on your ass, nigga.
That's why she
acting like that on Wednesday. She was acting like that on Monday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some nigga done fucked the whole shit up.
Tuesday fucked
She went to Walgreens to go pick up some fucking prescription, but vitamin D.
Just remember that day. Just remember that day she went to the store and she was
That shit like that will like give a motherfucker a heart attack. Give a motherfucker like
not like if you add him 22.
That's different.
If you add him 22, he gonna tell you go ahead.
Nah, but they like
yeah, that's not they European. They're different.
Yeah, they like their women to get smashed. Man, they that shit would do something to my heart, man. Like I would have a
heart attack.
Yeah, a heart literally. Attack, man.
That's not
speaking
that's
of heart crazy. Attacks. LeBron's son.
That's what I was gonna say,
bro.
Like,
that's, you know,
yeah, like that's wild. Like that's like he. I think
shout out to another young man out of Alabama. I believe it was. He passed away recently. Top 25. I think it's Caleb White.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace. His name rest in peace. Rest
I'm not
in peace,
sure.
Man.
I gotta research that, but still.
Yeah, I think they say
that
that
shit going on right now.
The heart condition was due to like COVID. And yeah. that he got the COVID shot, and you know it creates the blood clots and things like that.
Yeah, hold on, man.
You know, just one thing about us as black men, we have to realize that just because we have a legacy, don't mean that we have to force our children into the legacy. Right. And I personally feel that a lot of times in sports, we can try to push our children to be harder or better than we were pushed.
Yeah,
yeah, right. And you know, they might not. Feel that love for the sport like that, or maybe they're trying to live up to your shoes. Yeah, and yeah, I don't know the full conditions of what happened with the heart condition, but you know, I'm glad that he's okay.
He's okay. I hope he can still play basketball again, man. It's scary. That's a scary thing. Like, I don't know if y'all familiar with Len Bias.
Yeah. He was supposed to be better than Jordan, bro.
He died of a heart attack on the basketball court.
He died in the dorm
room, yeah.
Sniffing the powder.
Powder, yeah.
Yeah, messing around with the coke. Yeah. It was a lot of people.
Heart attack in general, yeah. Like a heart attack so sudden, bro. That shit take you out the game, like.
Allegedly, that's how he died.
Yeah.
That's what they say. That's what they say how he died.
They say that, you know, they say the girl caused the heart attack.
The white girl.
They said the white girl.
It's always the white girl, man. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm only going by for what they say.
I've tried to tell you everything white gonna kill you. Coke gonna kill you. Crack gonna kill you. Sugar gonna kill you. Salt gonna kill you. White people gonna kill you. All that shit is white, man. And it's gonna kill you. Stay away from it. Well, yeah. Shout out to LeBron, man. I heard his school is like in jeopardy. Yeah. Like 3 years straight, they haven't passed like math.
And I hate that they put that on him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like he created a school. Like he's trying to do it. Like why they put that on him, I don't know. But yeah, I feel like the onus needs to be on the parents as well. Yeah. As a parent, like, yeah, your kid is a student, but you need to make sure your kid is doing what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? To pass school, period. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and also be active at the parent student teacher meetings and shit like that. The PTA meetings. Like, hold the teachers accountable too. Mm-hmm. As a parent.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a public school. He just put his name on it.
That's all it is. That's yeah.
Put up the money.
Yeah.
The money, the name, and the facility. That's it.
LeBron James isn't a superintendent.
Yeah. Right. It's white supremacy. It's just another way. The one thing about white supremacy, which y'all have to understand.
What y'all have to understand
about white supremacy is that they have to always dangle something over your head. Whether it's going to be Oprah Winfrey and her father being a molester in the church for years, right? And then she make a comment about beef industry and then they almost tear her to shreds. You know, they always have to hold something over your head. So if you think about getting out of line, they can be like, hey, nigga, we got this now. Watch yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I ain't no conspiracy shit about, you know, naked pictures and things like that. I'm talking about real things that they may have over you. You might have pushed a white woman, like the dude that what was the dude that played in Rocky? Creed 3.
Jonathan Majors.
It could be something simple as that, and they always have to hold something.
Crucified the whole time. The woman. Oh my God. Yeah.
That's white supremacy. So LeBron, you know, married to a black woman. Right, has a black family, upstanding guy, never had any controversy, drama, no nothing. Oh, but we're gonna get you with the school though.
Yeah,
we're gonna tear your ass with the school. We're gonna find a way to tarnish your image, and we can either tarnish it or even make it better.
Yep,
that's white supremacy.
It's up to you. You better fall in line, or we're gonna make the shit ugly.
Yeah, because you've been talking too political lately. You've been saying things out of line about, well, I've been reading this book and I read Malcolm X. And
notice how since that point, started to shut up and dribble.
Yeah, basically, that's white supremacy.
It's less LeBron commenting on social political issues and more LeBron having GOAT conversation.
Right.
Well, I just want to say, like, I'm happy.
I'm dating Draymond Green.
I'm happy to see that low key.
Very high key.
Jamie Foxx is okay and well.
Is he though?
He look like he's just really sustaining, sure, saying he's okay.
Okay, you mean how they tore into his ass? Oh, you mean the illness before that? Okay,
he came out. I don't know. I'm just going off of what
I'm just saying.
Are you with the clone?
Ever since that happened, he seems to have taken off.
Nah,
he's been in a lot of good movies lately.
What was his issue? Was it?
I think they said it was a stroke.
He got the shot too, though. He was pro shot as well. He was pro shot as well.
No, so a lot of people, like, if you look at it, it's like before Bronny had that situation, there's a USC player last year, the same thing happened to him.
I still ain't seen Bronny school. That hit the joint on Twitter. I still ain't seen that little nigga. That nigga? You
know, all right, man. So listen, it's literally 5 in the morning, bro. Like,
Jamie Foxx, man.
All right, they got underground warehouses, nigga.
All right, man. You could be a clone for all I know. If we going by your logic,
nigga,
you could be a clone.
Turban Chris and Hoodie Chris, nigga.
There we go. That's it. It is what it is, right, man. But what's happening right now for sure that we know? No clone shit. There's a big fire happening in Hawaii right now.
Laser beam.
And people are dying. It's a wildfire.
Laser beam, nigga. Laser beams.
Laser beam from the sky.
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be respectful to the people that lost lives and their family. I don't know what he's saying. I don't know if that's anything to do with what I'm saying. I just want to say prayers to those who've lost their lives in Hawaii and due to the wildfires.
You don't believe in lasers?
Come on, bro.
Hey, man. We got a song of the week, man. We got a final thoughts, man.
Listen.
What's your final thoughts, man?
Final thoughts, man. Again, thanks for the brother Hassan for joining us this episode.
Man, appreciate y'all.
And everybody, let's get back to basics. Tell a friend and tell a friend about the podcast. You can follow us on IG at NWO Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter at the NWO Podcast. On YouTube at NWO Podcast. You can find the greatest and best vegan food in South Florida at Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar, 6060 Miramar Parkway. Hit them with the number real quick.
954-241-7402.
And again, thank y'all for listening.
My final thoughts is, man, listen, if you want to be a black person and you want to fake like that you got kidnapped or some shit like that, do it, but just don't say that there's a white baby involved. They won't take it serious if you say black baby. Just say black baby and no one will take you serious. You'll get away with it because they won't give a shit. However, on the flip side, if you want to promote black people and you love black people, go get that book for your children. It's called Haiti and Her Friends.
Appreciate you.
By Brother Hassan. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing composition. Please go get that for your babies, man. It's amazing. And I want to say thank you to Brother Hassan again for pulling up on us. This is 8th time pulling up on us, and we appreciate that. So, yeah, man.
I appreciate that.
Go black people.
I want to shout out Neo for being unapologetically, I don't want to say African because I don't know his stance on that, but unapologetically against the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? About standing up, you know, about the agenda that's being pushed in our community. You know, a lot of people are saying he's anti this, anti that, But I feel like, you know, in America, you have the freedom to do whatever as long as it's stupidity.
Yep.
You have the freedom to be dumb. But when you actually practice logic and thinking and critical, you know, analysis, you know, and future thinking ahead of time, you know, it becomes a problem. And I appreciate brothers like Neo who stand up and say, I don't care if you cancel me. You know, I'm going to speak the truth because I recognize what this agenda is doing to my community. Now, am I saying he's the next Malcolm X? I know a lot of people, but once they hear you big up a celebrity, they're like, oh, let's follow. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is I appreciate his efforts and being unapologetic about his
stance. Does he have a clip or anything that some of us can hear? I don't know what Neo said or did, so I don't know. But if there is.
Is there a clip of Neo?
Do not have the clip.
Do not have the clip. Okay. Well, I guess
I'll research it. I'll check it out. See what he said.
Yeah.
He was not backing down on... The singer Neo.
Yeah, the singer Neo was not backing down on homosexuality and how they're trying to push it, you know, in our community.
If you listen to the episode, you definitely should go look at that video for yourself.
Yeah, big facts, big facts.
What's your final thoughts?
My final thoughts is, this is fun, guys. We got to do this more often.
Yeah. Big facts.
Yes, sir.
Big facts. Big facts.
You know what I'm saying? I mean that on a lot of metaphysical levels.
Yes, sir.
If you get what I'm saying.
We got you.
Do you have a song of the week?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, after what he said, it has to be a Neo song, I'm assuming.
Nah, fuck that. What? He cool, but hell no. Nah, what the fuck?
You chose the last one on the week. You ain't got to choose. You choose a song of the
week. I didn't say I had to choose, but nigga, what the fuck is you? Like, all right, we just going to rest on Neo?
What the fuck are we doing, man?
At least put some effort into the song of the week.
We'll do a Jamie Foxx song of the week. What's that? How about that? You like Jamie Foxx?
I fuck with Jamie Foxx, nah. All right, Jamie Foxx, give me the song.
No, as a matter of fact, we talked about the Montgomery ball, right?
Your ass, my nigga, by Crime Mob. Come on.
There you go.
I mean, we could do Boosie, set it off. All
right. There you go.
Boosie, set it off.
You want to run your mouth?
Hey!
Mm-hmm. In your out. This bitch off. Set this bitch off.
Hey, there we go. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace.
Don't start your shit.
Don't start your shit, nigga.
Thank you so much. Peace.
Yeah, we finna set it off in this motherfucker, you heard me? I'm finna put you bitch-ass niggas in the trash can. I'm tired of all you bitch-ass niggas. Y'all annoying me right now, for real, nigga. You wanna talk shit? You wanna run your mouth? You want some gangsta to start your motherfucking house? We'll set this bitch out. Let's get these niggas mad right. They call me badass, and I punish you. You ain't my equal. We ain't people. I ain't one of you. Since 98, I grabbed my plate up off the lunch table. I told mom I'm thugging outside. We don't need cable. Now I'm the nipples on the titty. I'm the motor caller Hemi. I'm the V12 and that 760. You niggas bitches. We real niggas with G-codes. Love to go in beast mode. We thugging. We all got bread, so if we fall, we the crutches. We the dodo and the duchess. I'm the photo and the camera. I'm the pistol and the stamp. Yeah. I got the sickest beamer. I got the sickest magnum. I got the sickest charger. Y'all's 30, mine's 40. I told you niggas, let me get me before you get stretched in the streets. This the day that you gon' be deceased for playing with a beat. I told Turk, take off my collar. I'm finna take it there. You niggas ain't playing my project. Y'all played at the fair. Trill Entertainment, that's my thug there. It's love there. D.A., don't search my house cause ain't no motherfucking drugs there. We smart with this shit. We got retarded with this shit. Threw up in my shoe. I set it off up in this bitch. Let it off in this motherfucker. Set it off. My clip all dog. Bitch, don't make a set it off. Set it off in this motherfucker. Set it off. My clip all dog. Bitch, don't make a set it off. Set it off in this motherfucker. Set it off. You jumping like a frog. We'll put you on that wall. Set it off in this motherfucker. Set it off. My clip all dog. Bitch, don't make a set it off. I'ma tell you like this, look. May not be thugging, I be fresh. I be super clean. With Gucci shades, with some J's you ain't never seen. The race car jacket with about 80 fucking patches. With the car to match it. Tony Stewart, it's a classic. Y'all penny pinching, nigga. We spinning on y'all niggas. Call Savage from the back. Come pull some Henny on these niggas. Man, you don't wanna fuck with me. I learned from the streets. I roll with my heat. Never turn on my pieces. I'm God. I came out my mama a hustler. Been through the rain and the pain. Now I'm a dirty motherfucker. I heard a motherfucker set it off in this bitch. Y'all niggas.
in this bitch, and I rep real well. Fuck going to jail, come home and set it off and get your mail. Nigga, I got a mind full of evil thoughts. Don't get your people caught by my people house, cause believe me, I'ma set it off. Respect your mind, but I'm gonna hit you with that nine. Put some sense in your nigga. Should've put some on your ass when you was a little nigga. But you won't play with the real niggas. Well, set it off. Bitch, you scared to let it off. Plus your daddy with no dog. Your mama had more heart than your daddy, bitch ass. He ain't gonna set nothing off. That's who made you soft. Bitch, you won't come in that salt. When nigga dumb in the trough. When niggas swallow like old dog and run in your house. And run in your mouth is crucial. Watch what you say about Boosie. Cause Boosie told Boosie. And his hip ain't foolish. I ain't never had shit, but I can fuck a bad bitch. Quicker than you can count to six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. She hit, I don't play, I lay low. You my size, I break jaw. Get disrespected at all. I set it off, nigga. I set it off in this motherfucker. Don't make me let it off in this motherfucker. And you gon' respect a dog up in this motherfucker. Cause I set it off. I set it off in this motherfucker. Don't make me let it off in this motherfucker. And you gon' respect a dog up in this motherfucker. Cause I set it off. Set it off. I set it off, nigga. Yeah, this boots a badass, nigga. And it ain't no game with me. You heard me? Ain't nobody fucking with me out there right now. You heard me? I'm coming sick straight from the heart every time. You know what I'm saying? I hit the streets. You know what I'm saying? I touch you from everywhere. You can put this bitch in and ride out.